BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily, all our best bits from the show. We talked to our resident inventor, Colin. Remember the one that farted at France? He's got a great idea for a future innuendo bingo with something that he's recently invented. My mum started using emojis. It's Fat Tuesday, so real or no real with Charlie Sloth on amazing form. And a great innuendo bingo with Joe from Chart Topper Sigma and Queen of Bingo, Gemma Kearney.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, it's Scott here. We are sheeting up the studio, ready for bingo at 1:45. Gotta have the sheets, otherwise I'm not allowed to do it. I think these are fairly new sheets, actually, so the guests aren't in for too much of a shock, smell-wise. Today it's Joe off of Sigma. Got a big song at the moment with Plume of Faith. Also had one out in the summer, which was a banger. Playing against Gemma Kearney today on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. You can listen to it and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Yesterday on the show, went off with the farmers, we discovered a new dating site, which at the moment is only in America and Canada, for only farmers or people that fancy them.
Where's Jill?
She's really lonely and out walking the cornfield again.
Do you think they will ever find us true love?
Not hanging out with us all day.
We used to be lonely.
Until we met on Farmers Only.
FarmersOnly.com is the new online dating site for farmers, ranchers, and good old country folks.
You don't have to be lonely at FarmersOnly.com.
City folks just don't get it.
They just don't get it, city folks. And that led on to me trying to kind of set up my own version of Farmers Only before it becomes to the UK, because it's only in the US at the moment. I got two young farmers on the phone and awkward chat happened. Right, okay, so if you two just have a bit of casual farm talk would be good. Caroline, I'll let you start.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, not bad.
How many cows have you got?
Quite a few. I don't actually know the exact number. That's really bad.
Right, right.
What kind of cattle are they?
I've got 64.
And... are they dairy cattle?
They are, yeah.
Yeah. What about your goats?
What about my goats?
Yeah, what are they? What do they do?
Oh, they're just pets. They're pet goats.
It's interesting insight, because this is what farmers talk about when they first get together. These are the questions they ask to each other.
We don't do anything with ours.
Before they get it on.
Eat the grass. Can you drive a tractor?
No.
Oh, that went off that she couldn't drive a tractor. Do you remember? What do you mean she can't drive a tractor? She's not a farmer. The full proper cringe farmer dating is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast, if you missed it.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Strictly update, so I now feel like I'm at some kind of fitness boot camp every time I go. It was all fine for the first week, but my dance teacher and partner on Strictly, Joanne, who is lovely and seems lovely and sweet, most of the time is, I didn't practice my arm movements last night when I got home, despite the fact that I've been trying to dance all day in the morning, then come do the show, then go in the evening. But apparently my homework was to practice my arm movements, which aren't the best at the moment. Forgot to do that, just cooked my dinner and fell asleep. And for that, 30 press-ups this morning. So thanks, Joe. It really is like one of those like military boot camps you go on in those fields, which I've always tried to avoid.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here is one half of the duo that have already one of 2014's highest-selling singles so far, with Nobody to Love, and a potential number one this Sunday with Paloma Faith. I'm talking about Joe from Sigma. Hello.
How are you doing, bro?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm pretty nervous, actually.
Right, everyone gets nervous on Innuendo Bingo, and I don't know why, because it's just spitting water over someone, or is that what makes you nervous?
I think that's what makes me nervous, to be honest, because I think I'm going against, or not going against, but playing with Gemma Kearney. And,
yeah, you are.
She's a lovely lady, and I don't want to, you know, upset her in any way.
Yeah, but that's all right. It's a game, see?
Yeah,
upset
true.
Her, and also, she has been absolutely soaked before on this. So there's nothing worse you can do than what's already been done.
Okay, well, I'm going to go all out. That's it.
Go for it. I just noticed next door you were watching some of the old videos. Which ones were you watching? Do you know?
The Daniel Radcliffe one.
That was a good one.
It's a classic.
He got involved.
Yeah.
So you'll be able to watch this in a minute and also listen to it, obviously, on Radio 1 with Gemma Kearney. I've just seen her. I love her. She is. Yeah. And it's always good for Gemma because she's got a ridiculous laugh. I don't know if you heard it.
No, I haven't actually, no.
Right, it's going to be a good one today. My tip is, though, don't hold back just because you're a newbie. Fill your cheeks with water.
Yeah.
Let it come out. No hands as well. Like, if it's coming out, just let it go over her.
That's cheating.
Over her face.
Cheating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's cheating.
Yeah.
Possible number one this weekend. You must be pleased about that.
Oh, hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always great to, you know, see the reaction that the tracks are getting. And, you
yeah.
Know, yeah.
Must have been fun working with Plamer as well.
She's amazing. She's really fun, like really down to earth. And, you know, as I'm sure you're aware, she speaks her mind.
Yes, she does.
At every opportunity.
Oh, no. What happened? Was there something that happened during the recording process where she spoke her mind?
A few things. I probably shouldn't mention it, to be honest, but yeah.
Okay. She knows what she wants, doesn't she?
She definitely does, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think she's renowned for just basically saying exactly what she thinks at that time.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I love her for that.
Love
know?
Her.
It's great, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play the track. Sigma and Paloma Faith, Changing. Then we'll get you in position, Joe. We'll get Gemma in, and it's going to be a good innuendo bingo today. I will tell you when the cameras are on. You can even watch it on your tablet, laptop, phone. If you go to the Radio 1 website, any screen where you can get the Radio 1 website, it's happening next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, here she is.
I need to do some of that changing, don't I?
What do you mean?
I need to change out of these clothes.
Well, you kind of got your jacket on back to front. I like your style.
Thanks. It's the only way to get through.
Yeah.
Did you not bring a spare set of clothes, Gemma Kearney?
This ain't funny. All right, I'm trying to be a serious broadcaster, right? I'm across the road at another radio station, another network, working on a documentary about fashion through the eras.
Right,
yeah. With a serious producer.
Yes.
And I haven't got any clothes. I've got to go back to that studio and explain that I've been spat all over by a drum and bass producer.
Yeah. But
we're
understand.
Kind of lowering the tone over here, aren't we?
Because what they do, at that serious station, they'll be like, oh, have you just been to Radio 1? Oh, right, that'll
yeah.
explain it then.
I'm soaking wet, not because I've wet myself, don't worry.
Yeah.
I know I've been up early, but I'm not completely mad.
Yeah. How are you finding the earlys? Are you going mad yet?
Oh, blooming love it.
Yeah? It's good, isn't it?
I do have fun. I love how weird everyone is. I do the early breakfast show, sorry. Hi, Sigma.
Okay. How are you
lovely
doing?
Lovely to meet you. Lovely. He's handsome. You didn't let me know that, did you?
Thank you very much.
Isn't it weird that, like, you've only just met, like, 2 minutes ago, and in a minute, you're going to be closer than ever because you will be spitting water on each other. It's kind of strange, that, I think.
You're wearing
it
denim.
It's strange. Yeah, but only for this part. This is kind of like a wetsuit.
All right. Denim can get clingy.
True.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so the Queen of Bingo is back on your radio.
Hiya!
And also back on your screens now. If you go to the Radio 1 website, wherever you can get to a screen, on your phone, on your laptop, on your computer, cameras are going on now!
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Both parties looking strong today and ready to play. Joe, I said no hands. Got to go over Gemma's face, if anywhere. Okay, right. So, it is Tuesday's In Your Bingo with Joe from Sigma and Gemma Kearney. Are we ready, guys? Yeah, all ready to go? Okay, so, some great new... Oh, it's already coming out. This is going to be a good one today, I can feel it. Oh.
That was almost like you were being
that was
projectile.
A bit gaggy. That was a bit gaggy.
Joe, you're not projectileing far enough.
Also
right,
gag.
Okay.
But it's early days.
That was a bit gaggy.
Do you feel sick? Alright. Now we start with a clip that loads of you sent in from a show called One Ale of a Job on Channel 5. And it's about a brewery, obviously. Great pun title there. And it's kind of amazing what goes on at your average brewery.
After arriving at Hook Norton Brewery, Graham shows off some masterful manoeuvring before brewing operative James whips out his supersized hose.
Yes! Oh, Joe. That was great shot. Great shot to the face.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was a good one.
They did tell me to go hard.
Ooh, yeah, and you did.
Brewing I thought operative you guys were my
James
friends.
Whips out his supersized hose.
I really hope brewing operative James knows what he's doing. Now, we're going over to BBC One.
It's been a while.
I know. It's good to see you. Got a lot of water in there? Now, I don't think Dan Walker was expecting to answer this question from John Kay on BBC Breakfast.
Loads to cram in, and we're on 10 past 12 on BBC One.
Brilliant stuff. Now, before you go, Dan, you like your golf, don't you?
I do like
Have
a bit
you
of
ever
golf.
Got your shot into someone's trousers?
What I quite like is you're quite close.
Yeah.
It's quite intimate bingo today.
I think this reverse jacket thing is just... I think he's cheating, isn't
it? It is a bit.
I think, yeah.
You like your golf, don't you?
I do like
Have
a
you ever
golf.
Got your shot into someone's trousers?
Yeah.
It's a nice jacket, though. It could work as a dress.
It is nice. Wow. That was, of course, referring to golfer Rory McIlroy, who got a golf ball in a spectator's trousers. Thanks, Claire, for sending that one in. No, how do you do that? Now, as we all know, it's never nice to have an infestation in your house, especially when the rats are behaving like this. Over to the housing enforcers on BBC One.
I've got rats coming in the kitchen. I've got rats in the loft. They're actually in the walls themselves. At night, we can hear actually like scratching and running across the loft.
I can't sleep properly at night because I'm scared in case a rat comes on me.
She did that on purpose.
Imagine a rat climbing off over you. That'd be nasty, wouldn't it?
Horrible!
Awful. Think about it. Jay sent that one in.
Thanks for that one, Jay.
It's a good one. That was a lot of spray there.
I can't sleep properly at night because I'm scared in case a rat comes on me.
Oof. Now, we're going back to One Ale of a Job, the show about the brewery. And on that show, remember before, we found out...
Brewing operative James whips out his supersized hose.
Well, there's been a bit of a problem in the brewery. Everybody, stop press. Ready? Now, I do admire a committed member of the workforce, but Graham here seems to go to extraordinary lengths.
But there's a problem.
Hang on. Let's take it off and just go straight into that.
Drastic action is needed. So James removes a piece of piping and sticks his hose straight into the back of Graham's tanker.
It went up the nostril.
This is a great game, isn't it?
It's still good. I'm not going to make you cry, mate. It's only slightly tearful there. Sorry.
It was James there ensuring absolutely none of the ale goes to waste.
So James removes a piece of piping and sticks his hose straight into the back of Graham's tanker.
Thank you, Stu, for that one.
He really looks like he's wet himself.
Yeah. I know. Oh, Joe.
I don't even have a change of trousers.
Oh, no. So neither of you have got change of clothes today.
And there's no hand dryer either. You just got to get, like, towels and just damp it in the area.
Yeah. Let us know if you're watching on 81199. Okay. Now we're going over to BBC Four and a serious programme. It's Lost Kingdoms of Central America. And Dr. Diego Cooper has managed to get this incredible access.
Y básicamente está en la región del jaguar. El jaguar representa la fertilidad. Entonces está en una región muy importante donde surge el hule.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
Has the girl ever done this to you before?
Oh my god. Never again, Avery.
Never again. This is a good one today. I'm really enjoying it.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
They're believed to be the oldest balls, rubber balls in history there. Paul in Burton spotted that one. Thanks, Paul. Okay, here we go.
Also, can I ask something really quickly?
Go.
You did a bit of a sloshing movement in your mouth before, and that's not very fair. It's like you're gurgling it, all your spit, and then you're going for
that's
it.
That's the idea.
Oh, my God.
This is the funniest bingo ever, says Jarvis, listening at work. Gemma Kearney's laugh is just everything. The best thing in the entire world. Loving bingo, getting me through my afternoon at work, Megan in Hertfordshire. Now we're going to last weekend's MotoGP. Valentino Rossi is an incredible racer, as we all know, but I never knew this about him.
Valentino Rossi, who heads the M1 Yamaha surely over the line. Valentino Rossi, superstar, megastar, has managed to do it. Uccio in the middle there. One of his good friends had a hand on his helmet and in paint, as did many other of his friends, and his cat and his dog and his mum's lips. and his girlfriend's lips.
Absolutely
incredible.
I think they were. I think they knew what they were doing.
Well, I don't know whether they did.
One of his good friends had a hand on his helmet.
There they are. Well, it's talking there about how he's chosen to decorate his crash helmet with handprints
and lips.
And lips and stuff, yeah.
From lips, those lips are beautiful.
From those closest to him. Thank you, Dan in Newport, for spotting that one. Now, we're going off to Gino's Italian Escape. God, I love Gino De Campo. I'm so pleased he's on Celebrity Juice. You know, he's taken over from Holly. Oh, Holly on Celebrity Juice. Yeah, isn't that great? Now, on Gino's Italian Escape, he reveals his own secret ingredient that gives his risotto that unique, meaty taste.
So I'm heading back to the rooftops of Venice to cook my risotto with red radicchio and Italian sausage.
It's not even finished.
No!
Right. Not even finished.
This is so good, isn't it?
Sausage.
You just gotta love him.
I love him so much. Apparently his bathroom is amazing. Mm. Yeah, someone, I can't remember, was telling me the other day. Is it Keith Lemon saying he's got a great bathroom?
That's a really random comment.
And a great sausage. Ready? Okay. It's just a little bit extra on this clip.
And where do we start? Right here, with my sausage.
Absolutely everybody sent that one in. Don't forget. Oh, no, what's happened?
No, it's just literally like dripping through my trousers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't forget, if you hear or see an innuendo, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. So many people sent that one in.
And where do we start? Right here, with my sausage.
I love that.
My sausage. Okay. So now over to BBC One. And a show we've not heard from in a while. It's Bargain Hunt with my new Strictly friend, Tim Wannacott. Now, he certainly isn't afraid to ask the difficult questions. Go, Tim.
Well, thank you very much for that prediction, Charles. Girls, you hang on, because right now we're going to ask the auctioneer what he thinks about Charles's ring.
Small spurt there. Charles's antique ring up for auction. Well done on finding that, Ginny.
Everyone has everyone has the worst mind.
Because right now we're going to ask the auctioneer what he thinks about Charles's ring.
That's what this feature has done to everybody.
Oh, my God.
And now we're going over to Radio 4 for another favourite of ours from last week. Now, one reporter from the PM programme had been to Italy and, while there, drinking something quite unusual.
Down in the cool depths of his cellar, Stefano poured me some of his natural wine. There it goes, a rich, dark glass being presented to me. That'll work. Work for me. Thanks very much.
Who is that?
That was a bit of a slow builder.
I want to be that person when I grow up.
Some of his natural wine. There it goes.
Something, some homemade wine there, of course. Some of Stefano's natural wine.
Delicious.
And that... Oh, Gemma, it's good to have you back on.
How are you? You okay?
Oh, dear me.
Do you want to do one more? I do.
Oh, flipping heck.
Right, Nana McQueen on Hollyoaks has been on. Love Nana McQueen.
See, a lot of myself in Teresa, you know. I was in the family way. Oh, cast off. Soft spot for forbidden love. Mine was Billy Bickerstaff. Worked in the chippy on the corner. He battered my fish like no one else could.
There we are. Oh, little dribbles all the time. Joe from Sigma and Gemma Kearney, that was absolutely brilliant today. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry you didn't bring a change of clothes. And I know it's really wet down there. So thanks very much, everybody.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll tell you what, that innuendo bingo really brightened up a lot of people's Tuesday today. They're having a bit of a rubbish one. And then Gemma Kearney turns up with that laugh and it's fine. Joe from Sigma didn't really know what was going on, but he got fully involved. I liked him a lot. Video up online, I'll tell you when. Example, and change the way you kiss me. Scott Mills here. I'm going to play Twin Atlantic soon. And now we're going to play a little repeat of James Bay, who came in for his first live lounge as part of Even More Music Month earlier today and smashed it. You know that Fern's been heavily supporting him and Zane Lowe. And he is yet another breaking success story in the making from BBC Introducing, which supports up-and-coming and new bands and under-the-radar unsigned musicians. This time, we need to say thank you to BBC Three Counties Radio, because they kind of discovered him and they started playing him first. I think I seem to remember BBC Three Counties Radio because they provided this with our, well, quite a good innuendo bingo clip.
We're just on the way to the gym to make ourselves absolutely fit and fine and ready to start the day.
Are you going to pump it, are you?
Where?
Are you going to pump it? No, it's not a place. Oh, it's something you do in the gym.
Yeah, just to make you aware, Pump It is not a place in the BBC Three Counties Radio region. James Bay, though, was, while this was happening, trending worldwide on Twitter and trending number one in the UK, and tweets just absolutely full of praise for this quite exciting new UK talent. So let's play it. Let It Go by James Bay from today's Radio 1 Live Lounge. Someone's like, has Chris been sacked? No, he's just on holidays in Bali. Did you not hear the call with him yesterday? From John in Fife, that is. He'll be back next Monday. By the way, some of you getting a little bit overexcited about the innuendo bingo clips over the last couple of days and sending me in things, but they never said it. So just be careful, like, you know, maybe some of you are imagining that they've said something a bit ruder than what it actually was. And we've gone back and checked. It's like, no, it's not one at all. Just be careful, don't get too excited. But when you do see one, do email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hands up, anyone else today whose mum, or recently, or dad, has just started and discovered emojis? Right, so my mum doesn't actually talk to me on text anymore. If I text her, like, how are you, mum? Are you okay? I just get a thumbs up. Or sometimes a smiley face and a thumbs up at the same time. It's like, actually talk to me. I'm going to send an aubergine emoji back.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC
Radio 1.
She'll never find that one to be able to reply, will she? You have to scroll through quite a bit for that. Is that horrible to send an aubergine emoji to your mum? I'm just fed up of it. Stop sending me thumbs up. Just talk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do not send your mum an aubergine emoji. Why? The thumbs up are annoying me. She might think you send a text to the wrong person if you send that. Yeah, fair enough. And Ryan says Ellie Goulding put a selfie up on Twitter with Harry, on Instagram actually, but then she is fit, so even the prince can't say no. I don't think it works like that, Ryan.
BBC Radio 1.
Right, let me take a call. I've got Milky Chance coming up next and Stolen Dance. Hello?
Hello, is that Scott?
Hello, who's that?
It's Colin.
Colin.
You know, the inventor dude. We spoke before. I farted on France, which you found highly hilarious.
Oh, yes. Yes, this is inventor Colin. I know who you are now.
Yes. So glad we've cleared that up. Could have been an awkward moment.
Yeah. So last time we spoke to you, you had built a massive machine in the shape of a bum.
Yeah. It was ginormous. It was a beautiful piece of work.
And you took it to the coast of England, kind of opposite France, with only the sea separating the two countries, to see if you could fart at France with the machine.
Yep. Now, we're not sure if it was a complete success. We had some people reckon they could hear it, but they didn't provide me with any evidence which was clear. So, at the moment, it was just a jolly good day out.
So you had people on the coast in France, didn't you, trying to hear if the fart was audible?
Yeah, I mean, the French got behind it quite well, actually, because it was one of the things, you know, when I first came up with the idea, I was thinking, oh, my God, am I ever going to be able to go to France again? But most of them thought it was a brilliant idea, and they're all like, yeah, you know, we'll come and listen, see if we can eat fart, and I'm hoping they'll return the favour one day and try and fart back at us or fire a baguette over the channel or something like that.
So you just don't really know whether Fart of France worked?
Not 100%, no. I mean, I'm not one for saying things work when they didn't, so I can't 100% say it did. I mean, two people said they heard it. If you want to take their word for it, then it was a success. But, you know, as an inventor, I like to deal on hard evidence.
Colin, I know your videos do really well on YouTube and you just sit in your shed and plan things. What have you got planned at the moment?
I've got all sorts of things on the go at the moment. I've come up with this bizarre idea. I thought it'd be great if a bicycle, instead of having wheels made of tyres and things like that and all the normal things wheels are made of, if I could make it where the wheels are made of ice.
Ice?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, winter's coming up. It'd be a great little thing. You know, if we get a nice, cold, frosty winter, let's make a bike where the wheels are made of ice.
Is that not dangerous?
No, it's not dangerous as such. They're actually surprisingly grippy, believe it or not.
Oh.
The visions I had in my head of me sliding all up and down the road and stuff are not true. They're quite grippy, and I've even made one out of orange juice. So if you get thirsty, you can just kind of lick your wheels.
You've made bicycle wheels out of orange juice?
Yeah, I suppose, in effect, yeah.
Right. What else?
Well, also, every 2 years, on October the 14th, since 2006, on alternate years, I try and break a world record. So this year, it's another year I've got to do it. I need to try and think of another world record to break.
What was the last one?
The last one was fastest pram, because I just had a little baby boy. So I thought, you know, I'd celebrate the fact of being a father by making a pram that did 50 miles an hour.
Did you put your kid in it?
No, not yet. He's been in it, like he's laid in it, but not with the engine running, because it is the most unstable thing in the world.
50 miles an hour is fast for a pram.
It's just pretty good going. I think the up until then, the top speed was walking pace, which is, what, 2 or 3 mile an hour. So I proper smashed that one, didn't I?
Do you want some of our listeners to come up with an idea for this October there, maybe?
Yeah, could do. Could throw it out there. You know, thousands of heads are better than mine. So, you know, if anyone's got any ideas they'd like me to try and attack, then I'm all ears.
But it has to break a world record.
Yes.
Hmm.
So it could be breaking an existing one, or it could be setting a new one. Because believe it or not, nobody had done the pram before. That was a FERS original.
No, I can believe it.
And the fastest mobility scooter, the one I did a couple of years previous to that, that was also one that I'd made up.
So, how fast did that go?
That went 71 mile an hour. So that broke the national speed limit. It was amazing.
Okay, right. I reckon some people might have come up with some good ideas here.
Cool. Well, we have to see what they say.
Okay. Well, listen, it's really good to check in with you.
Yeah.
And we'll do it again. And I would quite like to be part of the experiment again, like we were last time, you know, and follow you.
Yeah, well, I'm up for that. So I'll have to bring one of these contraptions down to the studio.
I've got this thing
called the Cake-O-Matic, which basically shoves cake in your face at breakneck speed.
Oh, my God.
I love that.
You've got to bring that in.
It's like innuendo bingo, but with food.
This has given me great ideas. Do you reckon we could play innuendo bingo with it?
You could do. It does. I wouldn't be wanting to be the guy that does the risk assessment for it, but it's definitely possible.
We'll work that out.
Cool.
And is it very portable?
Yeah, it's completely portable. If you go online, just YouTube, Cake-O-Matic, one man, eight spoons, it says after it.
Oh,
go and have a look at it. You'll love it.
Right, OK, I'm doing that right now. I'll be back in touch about the Cake-O-Matics. This sounds brilliant.
Excellent. All right, Scott.
Good to speak to you, Colin.
Cool. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hey, listen, I've got 30 seconds before I play Paolo Nutini, Iron Sky. What are you saying? Judge Rinder, mix, or the original? Let me know. You can text, like, Rinder or original. There you are. Right, I always think this. What makes someone retweet a tweet that you were mentioned in, but one from ages ago? This just happened. So someone just retweeted a tweet that Harry Styles sent to me in August 2011. Why have you waited until now to do that? And it's a really boring tweet about Google as well. And how did you find that tweet in the first place? It's like 3 years old at least. It happens a lot. It's like, how did you find that?
And it's from ages ago.
Okay, what are people saying? People are just talking about the last song, which mostly involved grunting and no lyrics. Do not play the Judge Rinder version. I hate it. Oh, come on, it's a bit of a laugh. It's just some of his best quotes. Is it looking like more original than Rinder at the moment? I'm just checking. It's 50-50, is it? I tell you what, I might play another track. I might play FKA Twigs, and then, cause, you know, we can't just say, oh, it's 50-50. We need to kind of have a something more concrete than that, really, I think. The Scott Mills Daily. Oh, wow, the results are in. I can't believe how many people texted about that. Looks like it's the Rinder version for you today of Paolo.
What do you mean he likes quiche? Who likes quiche after 1988? It's amazing how many people are so stupid. He looked to me rather like the gay that style had forgot. I think it sounds like a part of the female anatomy that I've happily avoided for a rather long time. It sort of has all of the charm of a prison and all of the decorative quality of an airline salad. I was going to have him ordained as a rabbi, but I didn't have the time, unfortunately.
And I particularly like that waistcoat. You know, it sort of looked like you'd be mugged by the gay man's chorus.
I think you may have interrupted me. Your counterclaim is one of the most offensive things I've seen since that pink V-neck shirt.
Be clear about that because I can smell a lie like a fart in a lift.
Rinder Rule says Rory and Neith. So much sass, says Ryan. Emily and Jodie and Swansea had never heard the Judge Rinder version. They needed to. Hope you enjoyed it. It was resounding Rinder today, I'm afraid. You just have been rendered by Paolo Nutini and Iron Sky. That was the special remix.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Slaw! I'm privileged enough today to be wearing Charlie's chains.
You look sick, Fred.
Don't call me Fred.
I thought you liked it.
Also, I got your ring as well. You give me my ring.
You look really good today. You look really hip-hop, really urban.
Thank you.
This is in celebration of the One Extra Radio 1 Fire in a Blue Cypher.
How much am I getting if I take these to Cash for Gold?
You probably get about 30 grand.
Cash converters.
30, 40 grand.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hang on, I might have scratched that bit there. Hang on.
Oops.
Is it Versace?
Yeah.
Is it though?
It is. Read the back of it.
Oh, it is as well. Yeah, but is it like off of Wembley Market?
Come on, cuz. Do I move like that, Millsy?
No, you don't.
No, I don't. You look really cool today, man, in that gold.
Never worn anything like this.
You've got the bracelet,
and
the chain, bracelets on the ring.
Like, God, how do you carry yourself and this as well? That's a lot of weight, isn't
it? It's like a workout. Every time I wear the thing, it's a workout, workout.
It's like a weighted workout.
You're taking it all off.
It was nice to try it on. It's not for me, really.
Really? You're going to take the chain off?
It's not really me.
I've got a picture. I'll post it up in a minute. It looked really urban.
Hey, you should come and see me do the dancings at Strictly Come Dancing.
I was waiting for you to invite me. I didn't want to say, can I come? Because it's a bit beggy, isn't it?
Well, tickets are quite scarce.
Can you get me one?
Probably not, no.
But, I mean, so why did you say you should come and watch
me? Well, no, it'd be nice if you can come to see the rehearsals or something.
Rehearsals? I wouldn't mind coming to one of the live shows.
Yeah, that's, like I say, quite hard to achieve. But maybe, okay. I reckon if you're, like, properly famous, they'll get you in. I mean, it's just like apparently a million people apply for tickets for that.
Are you serious?
But Strictly, it's a massive show.
So what about rehearsals? Can I come to that?
Biggest show on TV. I can probably get you into the rehearsals. Yeah. I'll talk to my friend, actually.
Really?
But I would like you to come and say hi.
I'd like to do that.
And they can maybe size you up for next year, do you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not going to happen.
Why would you not do it?
I'm just, I don't know.
Biggest show on TV,
it's the biggest show on TV, but I'm not a mover and a groover.
Well, neither am I.
I've seen you. You've got a couple moves there, Fred. You're doing all right there, Freddie.
You wait till week Saturday.
Serious?
Yeah.
Oh, you got something special?
I think I've got it, yeah.
Are you serious?
I think I've got
something. Are you going to do the lift, fam? Are you going to do the lift?
Do you lift, though?
Do you lift?
Ow!
Okay. Oh, gosh!
Oh, gosh, let's play real or no real.
A domestic cat can outrun Usain Bolt.
Oh, that is a good fact if true.
That is sick.
So, this is your common or garden average cat.
They are fast, though. They are fast. When you think about how fast a cat is, they can have it up, bruv.
Yeah, but they can what?
Have it up. They can go. They can dust.
They can dust. I'm telling you, though, only when they can be bothered. Mm. Like if there's food or they're scared. Yeah. Otherwise, leisurely.
Yeah.
They can't be bothered, can they? I'd love to be a cat because, like, everyone, like, cat lovers think that their cat loves them. They don't. They just love food.
Yeah.
They don't love you.
They don't care at all, do they? They're not like dogs. They're not loyal.
Selfish things.
These cats ain't loyal.
So, a cat can go faster than Usain Bolt.
So, what Usain Bolt was timed doing something like 27 miles an hour. Is that right?
I think it was, well, his average is something like 23.
23. I think his fastest is 27. Is that right? Because that's like a 50cc moped.
Is it?
Pizza bike. Man can beat a pizza bike. Man is faster than a pizza bike. That is fast. See, I'm right, 27 miles per hour, 27.44.
That is fastest. But what about a cat? Is it faster? I'm going to say real, because I reckon they're fast.
Yeah, just the first 100 metres, they're like, boom, and they get out of breath and that.
Yeah. Real? Yeah,
real.
That one is real.
Yeah, there
yes,
you go.
It is.
How fast are they?
So a cat's top speed... It's 30 miles an hour. Usain's average, 23.5, but does get up to 27. You were right.
So a cat is faster than a great white shark. Have that.
Yeah. And
that's
next,
sick.
What about this?
Professor Green first got in contact with his wife, Millie McIntosh, when he saw her on the cover of a lad's magazine and asked the magazine to send him her number.
Oh, it's quite rock and roll, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Pick a pretty girl out of the audience. Hey, my darling.
Didn't that happen at Radio 1 Big Weekend?
With?
I don't know. I heard a story.
Starting rumours now, is it?
I heard a rumour. I heard a rumour through the grapevine. Is it true, though? Is it true, though?
What are you doing?
Little song for you, fam. I'm in a good mood today.
You really are? What's happened?
I don't know.
Have you had some wings or something?
Actually, I went for a fry up.
I knew it.
I've not had a fry up in a little while. Oh. Man, I got the double black pudding, the double bacon, the double sausages, Cumberland.
Double Cumberland.
Beans. Chips. How many slices of toast?
10.
8.
Yes, fam. 8. White, obviously.
Obviously.
What are you doing a brown bread for?
Not brown bread.
Because?
All them little bits of wheat and stuff.
What do wholemeal for?
About that life. Mm.
Yeah. Oh, too much fibre.
Yeah.
Pro Green, so why you don't like stop tapping your pen?
Sorry.
Pro Green is lovely, well, now wife, Millie McIntosh.
Yeah.
There she is on a Leds mag. He's phoning them up and he's like, all right, got a number. And they're like, yeah, all right then. It can't be real. I thought that only happens in films.
Yeah, I can't imagine that being real.
Can't see this.
I should know that because Pro's me mate as well, but I've got no idea.
Oh, so do you know the answer to this?
No.
All right. Pro Green's in the live lounge tomorrow.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, with Phone Cotton from 10 o'clock.
Oh my gosh, that'd be sick. Mm. He's got a fire in the booth as well, Saturday night. One extra in Radio 1 from 10 p.m.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Real or no real? I'm saying real, that can't be real. They must have met at a party instead or something.
Yeah, I'm going to say no real for that.
That one is real.
No way is that
what?
Real. They fabricated that for press.
Right, so the story goes, she did a raunchy cover shoot for FHM back in 2011. Mm-hmm. Pro asked her for her number. She said, that's so random, are you being serious? And then the rest is history. And now, he has got a lovely wife.
Yeah.
And I bet at Christmas, all the chocolates.
A quality treat. I've been asking him about this, but... She's got nothing to do with Quality Street. Like, her family sold it, like, 30 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
I thought it would be, like...
That's what I thought. I was like, fam, can I come round so I can top up on the Quality Street?
Like, exactly. It's good. Like, in their house, I thought it'd be like... You know when you have a big tin at Christmas?
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like that.
Like a massive drum.
I thought
the same thing.
I thought it was going to be like that. Yeah. Professor Green's house, there'd be big purple ones everywhere, like massive ones.
I thought that's why he was keeping me away from his house. I was like, fam, how come you not inviting me round? Can I come and get some chocolate? He's like, cuz, it's a myth. It's not true.
She sold it. And next.
In Spain, they grind up potatoes and mix them with concrete to make pavements softer to walk on. On hot days, the roads smell like chips.
That is a mad one. That's not true, guys. I mean,
I've been to Spain quite a lot. Sometimes it does smell, but not of chips.
Not of chips.
No.
More like sewage.
You're right, thanks. I wasn't going to say that, was I? Sometimes there's bad drainage.
Yeah.
There can be everywhere.
There can be everywhere.
But in particular, my resort.
Yeah, where was that?
Oh, I can't say.
Why?
Well, because they might sue.
Oh.
I'm just saying it smells of poo, but I'm not going to say it, am I?
That's the worst, isn't it? When you go on holiday for a little break and it is stinking out there.
Sometimes you get a little bit of a whiff of it, don't you? Like when the wind changes. Sometimes in Cavos that happens.
Yeah. Oh, that is the worst.
When you land.
Do you know what's worse, though? When you go away with one of your mates and they're on that Billy Ocean wave. That is the worst ever. Straight Billy Ocean. Like they bought it from the airport. Ting is a mud ting. Looking at me like you don't know what Billy Ocean is. Billy Ocean is B.O. When your bread is got B.O. Billy Ocean. It's the worst, cuz. You know when you tell someone as well, fam, you know what, you might want to get some deodorant. And they come back still smelling like Billy. Like, bruv, I told you, get some deodorant. Wagwan with the Billy. Stinking up the place is embarrassing. And when you're on holiday, there's no excuse to be stinking of Billy Ocean, cuz. You ain't been to the gym. Why are you smelling like Billy Ocean? 1-2 spray. Psh, deodorant's mad cheap abroad.
Inside. So in Spain, yeah. Do the pavements smell of potatoes? I'm saying no.
No, I'm not saying no. That's ridiculous.
That is no real.
Yeah, well, we told you. Okay, we've got one more slough.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Mexican food outlet Chipotle buys some of their avocados from 2-time Grammy winner Jason Mraz.
I thought it was called Chipotle. I mean, they pronounced it wrong. I'm sure it's called that. I'm sure it's called Chipotle.
It's not.
What's it called?
Chipotle.
Yeah. That's what it's called, guys.
It's not,
guys. When you go there, welcome to Chipotle.
No, they don't.
Come on, family's been there better times.
Oh, no, yeah, you probably have, actually. Yeah.
It's called Chipotle.
Okay, whatever. But do they get some of their avocados from...
That's ridiculous.
I'm yours. Yeah. Do they get some of their avocados from Jason Mraz off of I'm Yours?
Maybe he invested in an avocado ranch.
I don't know.
Maybe, because there's a lot of money in that, I've been told.
This is weird enough to be real.
This is real.
That one. It's real.
Yes, it's true.
Gosh.
Jason Mraz lives in a house with hundreds of avocado trees. He eats 2 to 4 avocados a day, Mraz does, and then sells the rest to
Chipolatas.
Chipolatas, that's what you call it.
Chipolates, but yeah.
And at the end of that round of real or no real, I can tell you that. Yeah. Inside,
I won!
No, it's a draw.
I'm the best around. No one's ever gonna keep me down. Hey, Musi, before I go, did you watch the Fire in the Booth Cypher?
No.
Why?
I haven't yet.
Why not?
I just haven't yet.
You're going to watch it though, aren't you?
Yeah, I can do that.
Are you really excited about the 11 MCs going back to back, spitting their hardest bars, doing the damn thing?
I'll watch it now then.
Yeah, watch it right now. 11 MCs is on the Radio 1 YouTube. While you're there, why not subscribe? It's already had 155,000 views in 2 days.
That's popular, isn't it?
People like that. And there's loads of rappers on there. There's 11 rappers going back to back.
Well popular.
Because on One Extra, we're celebrating Hip Hop Month, we are.
Right, what do they search for on YouTube?
Just go Fire in the Booth Cypher. CYPHER.
The Scott Mills Daily.
If you want to see the video of Gemma Kearney and Joe from Sigma soaking each other, it's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now, and it's excellent. We are back on Radio 1 tomorrow from 1 o'clock. If not listening live, get the podcast.